5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Liftoff.
Everyone in America thinks that they're doing something noble by putting, you know, on their Facebook profile the Ukraine, you know, flag, and you walk down the street in New York, and you're talking about everyone to get your shots. Now every kiosk on every corner has a big thing about donating to Ukraine. Yeah. You're donating to the military-industrial complex and the people that already own this country.
Today on the Flyover Conservative Podcast, we have one of our favorite times of the week, but also also our hardest working time of the week. You know, most guests, we bring in note cards for questions. On this one, we have note cards to learn. We're students just like you. We're in Virginia Beach this last weekend, and today's speaker used a keynote speaking time only using one slide.
It was so impressive.
And zero notes.
It
there
was amazing.
Is a military-grade supercomputer that rests upon her shoulders, and once a week she breaks it down in like a blender in frappe mode and spoon feeds it to you. You just got to show up. You just got to share this with your friends to keep them pedaling up to speed. The one, the only, Mel Kay.
Yay! Woo! Welcome!
I love it. Every week, your audience, it just gets better and better. It's so much fun.
I get more excited all the time.
Make it the ringtone. It's good for your self-esteem. I'll tell people, you can go to themelkshow.com, themelkshow.com. Two reasons. One, you can register for the newsletter and cut the deep state and all the other middlemen out of it. It's like buying your stuff directly from, you know, Sam Walton or whatever, not even go to the store. It's like, no matter what happens, you've got access to the original source here. So it can come directly to you. She won't sell that information to anybody else. It's simply a way that no matter what happens and who gets involved and how things evolve, you have direct access to truth on a weekly and daily basis. The second reason is there's a resource section on that website that is the best of two options. Your options are, number one, take the next decade off, spend 12 hours a day researching yourself, go study every foreign newspaper and every biography there is out there, or you could just simply go to themelkshow.com, go to the resource section, and begin the process of doing some of the hard work yourself, owning this information. Yep. When your friends ask a question, that's where you go to find the receipts.
That is
to
exactly
find the actual stuff. We log every single image shared as well, and you can text us at 40509. Every image, graph, and freaky thing that she's bound to bring up during this show, you can get access to those images by texting 40509 and the word Mel. We also want to add to the notes today your speech from Virginia Beach, or the video.
Yes, because that was phenomenal.
We'll share a link to that. You guys got to hear what she said in Virginia Beach. Again, keynote speech, one slide, zero notes, drop bombs, wreck the room. Amazing.
The room went crazy. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, and that that slide is actually, I have to give credit to Ian Smith of In This Together website. That is the best slide I've ever seen of, and he's great at breaking it down too. So I recommend his website. It's if you go to my resource page, you can find that. Everyone should go look at that and really figure out that they already are running this model.
Yep.
That is the New World Order, One World Government. It is exactly what it is. It is already in action in their minds. The 3,000 of them and their about million minions are believing that is reality. It is not reality, because there's about 8 billion people that are not involved and did not vote for these people, are not for this. But it is very scary what they're planning. That is what it is. And when it says public, I remind you all again, black, white, gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, independent, Jew, Christian, Catholic, Hindu, Muslim. Doesn't matter. You're all in the bottom box.
It's just
a fact. And we're going to have to deal with that. America has been usurped by a foreign entity that is an oligarchy, basically. It's a technocracy, which is based on a public-private partnership of corporations, multinational banks, and basically people that are involved in the biggest, I think, theft of money and money laundering that has been going on for about, 100, 200 years, but way longer than that. Just America's only been in it for as long as we've been here, 246 years. So what I did want to talk about today, I do think I'm going to do it in a way that's very, you do have to go do your own research, because what I'm talking about today is becoming more and more obvious that These people are losing. Their Great Reset is failing. No matter what they say, as their rhetoric gets louder and louder that they're already winning, I assure you, this is not what's going on. And we're watching all over the world. Their puppets are being called out, and the people of these countries, Sri Lanka, we have Israel, we have a whole bunch of countries all over the world right now. We have what's going on in the Netherlands, with the farmers, in Italy, in Spain, all over this planet. The only reason I believe that the American people haven't gotten to the point where we step up and we say, you know, enough with Marie Antoinette tactics an oligarchy that has usurped our nation and taken away the power from the people, is because as much as it's starting we're starting to feel it, the nations that are falling are much smaller and they already are feeling it. But I assure you, it is the same model. It is the exact same model that has happened in every one of these countries. And it involves the pandemic. It involves the depopulation, population control, World Economic Forum, Davos Plan, the IMF, never to be paid off loans, the theft of human resources, natural resources, land, and all the stuff we deal with, open borders. It's all the same project. It's just the nations are feeling it at different times. And like this past week, people should know, people were going to the banks in China and there was no money. Okay. Oh, wow. So at the ATMs. So it is, and I mean, you know, we are still at a place where there are two factions in every country, I believe, including ours. But the evil overlords right now are the ones that are controlling the money. Therefore, they're controlling everything in our country, like our last show. There is a obvious oligarchy overlords that control not just Wall Street and 90% of corporations and a lot of land and the housing and everything else, but they also fully control the media. So today I'm going to talk about, I think everyone's seeing it, the controlled demolition and demoralization, dehumanization and destruction of the United States military from within. Yes. It is very dangerous and it is very scary, because I believe that I've put together enough dots to see that the big picture is, it is really becoming very clear. That's an excellent book, by the way. It's becoming very clear that as we've discussed on our shows together over the past year, Joe Biden is installed there. He was installed on purpose. Every day stuff's coming out about he's completely owned and controlled via blackmail and bribery and other things by the CCP and the World Economic Forum overlords, since they're in bed together. Not the Chinese people again. I do believe that there's a good faction also fighting, like there is here in China. But again, he is installed by the globalist banking cabal / World Economic Forum Davos crew. There is a group of people, I always want to stress, above Klaus Schwab. But this level of people, they don't care. They don't need to be known. They don't need to be celebrities. They believe that they are the heirs of the planet because they were born into it, most of them. These are people you will never hear of. And again, the Davos crew, don't forget that we pay taxes and we do everything. But if you look at or ever knew about the Panama Papers, the Paradise Papers, or any of this information, the people that meet in Davos, Switzerland, and go to, you know, the Aspen or, you know, the meetings in Manhattan at the IMF or any of these people, they're not paying taxes. They have trusts, they have foundations, and most of them are worth trillions of dollars, even if they come up on the Forbes 400 as, you know, billionaires. I assure you, they have a lot more money, and it's out there. And we're the ones paying for everything. And we are paying for the destruction of our military from the inside out. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I think everyone was aware that when Biden came in, he picked Austin to be his head of the military. The problem with Austin is Austin, prior to that, was on the board of Raytheon. Giant, the biggest of the big of the military industrial complex contractors. And that's a real problem. And don't forget Comey, a lot of these people, they go through the military industrial complex to whatever they have an installed regime like this one into there, even under Trump, because Trump, you know, was doing what he was doing, but he was also trusting a lot of people he shouldn't have, in my opinion. I think he knows that now. But I do believe that there was a certain amount of naivete on his part, as brilliant as he may be. I think he was unaware of the senior executive service and the military-industrial complex, though Eisenhower and JFK and even Reagan warned us about it. I think he was greatly deceived by a lot of people that wanted to keep the status quo and knew that if he knew what was really going on behind the scenes, he would have done something about it, or at least tried. He did want to take us out of NATO. He took us out of the World Health Organization. He made fun of the World Economic Forum. So he clearly knew that these were forces for evil and not good for the U.S. Paris Climate Accords is just a money laundering scam. But of course, Biden comes in and he reinstates all of this. Then on top of that, we know the January 6th fake insurrection. Really, we will find out, I believe, and not in hopefully sooner rather than later, that it was a total setup. It was a planned event to paint Trump and all of Trump's supporters as insurrectionists when we are really the patriots, and to cover up the crime of the century, which was the stolen, manipulated election. And everyone on both sides should be upset about that, because there are a lot of Democrats that got in there where they were running against other Democrats that actually won. So we have to stop looking at it like about Trump or about, you know, our side or Republicans or no, it's both sides. So that's another thing. Mm-hmm. When you're seeing what they're voting for this war in Ukraine, so far $7 billion while our country burns from the inside and our military is looted of weapons and finances and can't recruit people because of the woke ideology. You have to understand all of the money going there, and we'll get into it, is really going to, in my opinion, from what I see, NATO. It is not going to the U.S. military or the Ukraine forces, which don't exist, or for humanitarian aid. It is very easy to trace the money, and the money is going to NATO. And there was just a NATO summit this week. People should look into it. It happened in Madrid. And basically, the U.S. military gave all power to NATO. And Joe Biden somehow got to pick the new head of NATO. And what people need to know about NATO is, A, it should have been done after the USSR fell apart. It was actually agreed between Gorbachev and Reagan and everyone involved at the time that NATO would basically be dismantled. Instead, they went the full opposite direction, totally violated all the agreements after the fall of Russia. The Minsk agreements is why we're in this, a violation of that by Ukraine, and us is why we're in a war right now that they're trying to make into World War III, but we, the people of all of our nations, do not want that. So we're going to have to figure that out.
Hey, Mel, let me ask you a question. There's been a couple of slides that have come up already, a couple of pictures that talk about the amount that Biden is spending, and they all specifically say Biden, not necessarily just U.S., $7 billion to make the military weaker, $1.4 trillion mm-hmm. national security budget makes us ever less safe. I understand, you know, some of the things that they're doing that would make that, but what's the correlation between the money spent to make us less safe? What is the money going towards that is making it weaker? What's the money going towards that makes us less safe? What is it?
The money, first of all, three things are happening. So right when Biden gets in, Austin goes out there. He halts. Remember, he halted all war activity. Of course, we are waging wars in foreign countries as we speak that are not being talked about, including Somalia and Yemen and Syria and other places. And
because for most people, if it's not leading on Fox or CNN, it doesn't happen.
They don't know. Yeah.
Right. Totally. And it's really sad because this is not the U.S. It's actually the one world government's military, which is NATO. Mm-hmm. But where the money is going here to destroy our military is first things first. Right when Biden got in, he had Blinken, who I call George Soros, is, you know, his family was very tight with Blinken, is at George Soros's Color Revolutionary University in the EU. Blinken's parents have a library named after them.
Wow.
So if anyone is confused that Anthony Blinken is for the United States of America, they are very wrong. They are all globalists. They are all involved in the Great Reset and the destruction of America. But so Blinken comes, Blinken and Austin and Milley, of course, who already told us he committed treason when he called the CCP when Trump was commander in chief and said if Trump was to pull anything on the CCP, which Trump had no intention of, that he would warn them first. Again, yeah. I mean, from that point on, if we were living in a real in America as intended by our founders and our Constitution, he would have been court-martialed. So everything this guy says is destroying from within. So by a member, so they come out, they halt supposedly all activities of war, though they're still fighting wars all over the place because they need the money mm-hmm. and the military industrial complex and to keep the liberal world order slash one world order intact. They started a purging of all national Christian nationalists, Trump supporters, and anyone that was caught online saying anything that was anti-government, whatever that means. So if you question the election, if you were very pro-Trump, yep. MAGA, they were going through and they were dishonorably discharging people for everything that they could find, claiming white supremacy, hate speech, and a violation of their oath, which is to the Constitution, not to people, but it's to we the people and to the rule of law. But so there was a big purge right away. Then after that, what happened was they put in literally they spent billions of dollars implementing training. So the entire military had to go through hundreds of hours of new training of CRT, critical race theory, and all of the LGBTQ and transgender education, re-education, they were actually calling it out loud. All of the Army colleges, West Point, all of them had new departments put in for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And then-
These are crazy classes. They're trying to humiliate anyone that have any pride whatsoever. They leave. I heard of a one class, I was reading an article that they made these Green Berets. These are special forces. These guys have dedicated their lives to being there. Walk in high heels to show them, more empathy, with the opposite sex. And
what does that have to do with our military and protecting us?
Well, there's drag queens that walk incredibly well in high heels, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's strength or that they have empathy for others.
Right.
It's a developed skill like juggling or anything else. It's just an attempt to humiliate the ones that we really would want there the most.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, they already got rid of them because, first of all, the purge started under Clinton, but it got really bad under Obama. Obama got rid of almost everyone that was a real patriot that was there for the right reasons. Because a lot of these people, a lot of the soldiers you'll talk to now, we see a lot of them when we go to events and they mm-hmm. come up and talk to us. I have a family member that just retired because of the mandate. Again, another thing mm-hmm. they're doing to the military. We lost 60,000 soldiers because they wouldn't get the vaccine, and a vaccine that doesn't work and doesn't prevent illness. And that's recent. So he was one of them. But when he was a commander in, he was actually based in Kuwait. He had a platoon of 60 people right under him, and they were forced I think it was about probably during Obama, right before Trump, they started implementing Black Lives Matter type. It was actually during the Trayvon, before Floyd. That they were having the military on bases all over the world do training on Black Lives Matter and critical race theory type stuff. And it was actually my relative had a bunch of Black cadets who were coming up to him. They were upset. What is this about? Band of brothers and sisters, but what is this about? And then they were having classes, and it's gotten way worse.
Two places where race really doesn't matter is one on a sports team. You know, y'all put on the same uniform and we're working together. I don't care, what. And then the military, everything about the military, you're going to wear the same clothes, you have the same mission, you're following the same orders. Like that is the most unifying organization by nature there could ever possibly be. And so to interject division there is asinine.
Right. Yeah. And so also at all these training places for our young cadets here, like the National Defense University, the War College, all of that, they're putting in things like promoting democratic socialism and also other things such as military service of transgender persons and education on LGBTQ and woke ideologies of all kinds. So they've not only implemented the whole critical race theory and the LGBTQ, but they are holding literally at hundreds of hours of training as part of, you know, boot camp. So there's that. And then, like I said, they mandated the vaccine.
Yep.
So we have that. And we know that Tom Renz had three whistleblowers, military doctors, come to him with horrifying statistics of all kinds of maiming and illness and everything. Death of all. And that was from the military. So we know that we lost 60,000 soldiers from people that wouldn't take the vaccine, and they weren't giving out any religious exemptions in the military, and certainly medical exemptions, they couldn't care less. But we also know that a lot of people were injured and had to retire, or like 100,000, if you look at some of Tom Renz's stuff. Many people have also died already, because that's the age where the myocarditis is the worst.
Yeah. Young men. There's two categories of profession you can go into that are fantastic for getting people out of lower income brackets, middle income bracket. And that's one, military. Yep. You're going to have benefits, you know, an early retirement, typically have a second career with some skills, and, you know, break out of poverty. And then the second is the police. Mm-hmm. And those are the two categories alone that they're closing down these complete job opportunity categories. Over 95% of people surveyed between the ages of 18 and 35 replied that they would not consider entering any of the military branches.
It's so sad.
95%. Their recruitment numbers, they're not even going to hit 70% of the 2022 goal of minimum numbers to maintain an adequate force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's much less than that. And one of their solutions, sadly enough, we're going to get into why making us unable to fight a war, God forbid, on our soil is what this is about, in my opinion. But or to defend ourselves for our military on our soil, which is why we really have to have good governors that remember that the National Guard is their militia, and they are the commander in chief of their state National Guard, and really take that power back state by state, because this is the controlled demolition, so that we are not prepared and are unable to defend ourselves as we're watching our inner cities become cesspools. I don't know if you guys saw today, 7-Eleven is closing most of their stores in L.A. because of crime. Yeah. Starbucks is closing a lot of inner city stores because of crime and drug use. And because Starbucks put in that you can drop off you can get clean needles at Starbucks in Seattle. So they're really great. Oh, yeah. Well, now they have to close it. But another thing that they're doing to the military.
I was asking a question. You think there's any connection as well? Because if you were going to attack the United States, you're going to have less civilian resistance in California, all up the coast there, mm-hmm. Oregon, Washington, all across the top. If you came down from Canada, the toughest gun laws you can find in Minnesota, all the way across New York, Michigan, they've all cracked down the hardest there. You're going to have trouble coming from the South, Texas, Florida, you know, don't even get started in Missouri. You got hillbillies out here in moonshine that would just shoot you for the heck of it. You know, so the central part we could defend pretty well, but it's almost like they've broken down the culture in a whole range across the top, where it's easy to come down from an occupied country like Canada that they already have control of, mm-hmm. and brag about it in the entire cabinet.
Yeah. And we have to remember the same thing happened in Nazi Germany, and I believe in the Bolshevik Revolution and in Mao's China. This is not new. What they are doing is they are purging the military of anyone who won't blindly follow orders. That's what it appears to me. If they can't brainwash you, they don't want you there.
Yep.
And that is what I see. Also, the Green New Deal may be being implemented covertly by our installed regime through their corporation and bank friends, but it is also being incorporated in the military. And people need to know that they have a whole climate-friendly agenda in the military, where they want to turn all military vehicles into electric vehicles for all the military. So we have that situation going on, and a lot of And a lot of people that are in the military that should be training and everything, that are getting their woke education and their LGBTQ education, are also being put on the mission of greenifying and climate changeifying the military instead of learning how to defend our country and doing things that make us prepared for that. Another thing people should know is three things also came down. One, they greatly reduced the physical fitness and the standards of physical activity, physical fitness that they always had in the military. In five areas, they either did away with it or reduced it greatly. They've upped their, I don't know when this was ever, but remember there used to be don't ask, don't tell, that there was no place for sexuality or gender or any of that nonsense in the military because everyone's on the same page and equal. Right. They've reinstilled that, but they've gone even farther where they are openly recruiting transgenders and LGBTQ straight out of high school to put right into there by preference. And that is pretty scary. And the worst of all, in my opinion, is they have dropped the requirement to have a high school diploma to enroll in the military. And this also opens the door to illegals enrolling in the military. Sure. But on top of that, there should be a standard of at least completing high school.
Yes.
That is a part of, just like
you have to be such a sign of pride. I had a Marine Corps poster up in my bedroom when I was in middle school. It was like the Marine Corps dress blues, you know, I mean, you see their commercials. It was the few, the proud, they were elite, it was a level of character and excellence. Like even if you didn't go into the military, you're like, that's what I'm talking about
Talking about excellence. You look at the commercial that came out, maybe what was it, a year ago, where it was like the U.S. military, but they compared it to the Russian military.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It was so scary to see the difference between the two.
Right. And right now, you can actually get a court-martial in the U.S. military if you use the wrong pronoun or misgender somebody. They also have implemented that all social media of all military is tracked regularly. And I assume because, there are no rules and laws. There is no constitution.
Up is down and down is up. It's crazy. Now we got an artificial admiral being recognized at the highest level, and then you're getting rid of the good guys at the same time.
Yeah, in real time.
It's like when you pull out the best ones and add weak ones, you know?
Yeah, that's what it, look at that for that thing. That's perfect.
That's right.
So I do want to tell everyone, Biden has put in his military budget for, now listen to everything I told you, right? He has put in his military budget for 2023, $773 billion. And in that budget, it includes building new nuclear weapons and also the climate change and climate emergency agenda is very much in there. Lots of training on wokeness. But the odd thing is, it looks like a lot of that money is going to overseas, to NATO. We are opening a, first of all, we have the most soldiers in Europe than we've had since World War II, for I don't know why. Also, we are giving, financing NATO to the tune of 70%. On top of that, our military industrial complex is saying that, including Raytheon, is saying that they are running out of weapons here because we're sending all our weapons to Ukraine. The other thing is that what's going on in Ukraine is that they are building a giant base there that is basically not only funded by us, but our weapons are going there. And here's the craziest part. A lot of the weapons going to Ukraine are being sold to other countries. And also, people should know the biggest dealer of weapons right now on the planet is Afghanistan.
Well, I was going to say, there's no way you could ever convince me that was just a blunder. That was a transaction. That was a business transaction.
None of it's a blunder. And I'm going to get into even more why I believe that.
I hate doing the show every week. I get so mad. Goodness sakes. I just want to go into the snow shovel and clean up. Yeah. Goodness sakes.
Well, we need to know about it because only we can stop it. And you know what? I was on a show I like to do once in a while with a bunch of different different crowd. They're not, a lot of them are not Trump people. They're not conservative. Some are very liberal. I have some friends from LA that are in it, and it's a group, Union of the Unwanted, and very, very diverse. But everyone last night was kind of like, what are we going to do? Yeah. And again, don't forget, I say this a lot, a small group of 50,000 people or so really motivated to open people's eyes and wake people up. I believe we're in that crew, yeah, can do a lot, you know? So don't feel that this is, you know, a lost cause. 'Cause I think that's what they want us to feel.
Definitely.
And we got to make sure that we don't know that, because and don't forget it, we've seen a lot of court martials. That guy that spoke out about Afghanistan, I think his name was Lohmeyer. Was that him? Lohmeyer? That was fired.
Yep.
He spoke out about critical race theory. Mm-hmm. He was fired. A guy this week, 27-year vet, fired because he made a joke about Jill Biden finally admitting what a woman is.
Yep.
You know, we had a private, mm-hmm, that is on TikTok going off on Roe versus Wade and how she doesn't want to fight for this country. Well, if this was the regular military that actually was put together by brave soldiers that went to World War II, she would have been court-martialed too. Okay, because that's not her job. You know what? Then quit the military. Don't stay in there for your pension or whatever you're there for. And you know what? She's probably a product of very low standards and not physical fitness training. But if she's not in the military because she wants to fight for this country and the Constitution, and her biggest issue is Roe versus Wade, not what is going on and the danger we're in, well, I don't know why she's in the military at all. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, what's waking people up, Mel, everybody has a different kind of threshold. We met a lady in Oregon who's like a self-proclaimed hippie. She goes, I'm not on board with a lot of this conservative stuff, but when they wanted to force vaccinate my grandkids, game over. When you have news stories like the bodega guy in New York who is getting beaten to a pulp, defending his place, stabs a guy, and then he goes to jail for defending himself while he's getting beat up. People like that story alone is enough for like people like, Why are the victims, you know, and why is this so confusing of who's who, and why is justice not evenly distributed? That wakes people up. And then all of a sudden they see everything through that lens.
Right. Not just not evenly distributed. Good law-abiding citizens are having their weapons taken away and being deemed domestic terrorists.
Yep.
While criminals, murderers, rapists, and terrorists are being given free passes to roam the country without any law and order. It's not just that it's not equal, it's that it's upside down. And it's by design. Again, the weakening of our military from the inside has to be taken into account. So what has happened? So Biden, at a time when Trump was getting us out of wars, right? And he had a real plan for Afghanistan that would have worked and not led to this. But of course, don't forget about Obama's payoff to the Iranians, who are now fighting with the Russians against us, the Iranians. Do not think that that's not true, because the Iranians just this week announced that they were going, not only are they close to a nuclear weapon, but we've heard that for 30 years, but they are giving their advanced drones to Russia to help them in the war, because a lot of people in America are being so deceived by the worst, ugliest war propaganda we've seen since Iraq. The Ukrainians are losing, okay? And it's really, again, you and I, we did a show about it way before it happened.
Yes, we did.
Who is running Ukraine? It is really the O'Biden regime that's in there, and the Soros crew and the oligarchs that had Burisma and all of our, you know, leaders' kids on the board they were paying off. And we know about all the bioweapons labs, absolutely true, in Ukraine, funded by us, we the people, unfortunately. I've gotten plenty of evidence, and we'll be getting into it maybe on another show. There are giant IVF baby making labs all over Ukraine. And worse than that, Ukraine is the worst human and child trafficking in the entire Europe. It was also the most broke country in Europe and the most corrupt country in Europe. And yet, ironically, people should know this. And well before the breakout of the war, Zelensky spoke at the World Economic Forum, and he offered them all different ways that they could make money by investing in Ukraine. this is about a year before the NATO, unfortunately, NATO and the U.S. decided to poke Russia, the bear, into the point where they said, forget it, we're fighting back, we're not going to do this anymore. We've been waiting since the Minsk agreements for them to install them. And now Zelensky's out there telling the World Economic Forum he wants nuclear weapons, which nobody talks about. He's also out there with the U.S. saying he's going to join NATO. And then he's also out there saying that he is offering everyone at the World Economic Forum in a speech a year before this all happened, all different ways that they can invest in Ukraine. So, and the problem with the people at there were saying back to him, basically, that your country is so corrupt. We don't know who's running your country. They know about, at this point, even the New York Times and Washington Post are writing about the Nazis that were never prosecuted running a big chunk of Ukraine. They're talking about all of the corruption. We have an MP who's on video, Rudy Giuliani, put all that stuff out, talking about the Biden regime making money. We have Joe Biden in front of the Council of Foreign Relations talking about holding back $1 billion or $6 billion, whatever they were giving to Ukraine then during Trump's administration. Or no, that was during Obama when he was vice president running Ukraine, yeah. Joe Biden. We saw the whole pair play. I mean, right. If anyone is believing what they are saying there, it is beyond my comprehension. But some things that did happen that people should know about are that well before this, the World Economic Forum had up on their website the future of Ukraine, talking about build back better in Ukraine. And this is a year before the war broke out. So people have to start asking themselves, what exactly is this war about? And now that we're pouring in, they're saying 5, 6 billion, 30 billion. The numbers are unclear, but I will tell you something. They're also saying that they don't have any ability to track the money when it gets there.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they're given more in aid than their previous GDP.
Yeah, while the United States burns.
Yeah.
You know, yes. So you have to really wonder what is going on there and who's benefiting. So a couple things I also found out about before what happened in Ukraine which could have been 100% avoided is the facts. It could have been and it would have been. But I will tell you that, as Trump says, there never would have been a war in Ukraine ever if he had rightly gotten his position that he earned and deserved and should be in. But then, you know, it comes out, crazy stuff is coming out. So then you find out, remember Nina Jankowicz, the truth minister?
Oh, yes.
Well, there's something that came out. So we've been fed a nonstop diet of propaganda on how Ukraine are these poor, innocent victims. Yes, the people are, but neither Zelensky nor the Biden regime nor NATO cares at all about the people of Ukraine. And I don't know if you know that Russia yesterday said that anyone that comes from Ukraine to Russia will get citizenship in Russia. Also, since they took over in 2014, there's been nonstop violence directed towards the Russian population in that Donbass region. Mm-hmm. And they have apparently liberated that region. So we won't find out till later really what happened there. But now we have the disclosure about the level four bioweapons labs, which is Wuhan level. We have the disclosure about the huge child and human trafficking situation there. Mm-hmm. We have disclosure about what was really going on since Soros, Obama, Kerry, Powers, who's running USAID right now, Powers, the queen of the fraudulent responsibility to protect and invasion and regime change all over during Obama. So anyway, we find out that Nina Jankowicz was involved in something that has a lot to do with the propaganda we've been fed about Ukraine. She was actually, you know, they try to pull it over on us, right? Like she was, they're coming in to
whatever they say is always the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't last very long.
Like,
though.
Hey, let's take the person in charge of propaganda and let's make them the anti-propaganda police. It's like,
that's exactly what it was.
It's like putting Snoop Dogg in charge of an anti-weed program or something. It's like, that makes sense. Team up with Willie Nelson and we'll get rid of weed.
Yeah, I was happy. I think Snoop Dogg came out and started making fun of Biden. We need more of them. I don't care who it is or where they are. We need to start pointing out that we have a puppet that is gone running this country, and the rest of the world is laughing at us. And I do want the audience to know that the rest of the world, the BRICS people, beyond the G7, which was supposed to go away for the G20 and never did, obviously, beyond the G7, I read a lot of international papers. The rest of the world is really, it's because of this regime, and it's on purpose, is done with America. I hate to say it, but they're looking at America and what's going on here. They see that it's a totalitarian takeover. The people of the United States look very weak because of what they've done with the sanctions and basically what's going on and their relationship with the G20, the World Economic Forum, the COP26, all the things the Biden regime has gone in globally with. The rest of the world beyond the G7 is openly talking about that America is a failed state. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Up until November the 3rd, 2020, we all would have gone in to rescue America if we would have seen America.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is why the election integrity and what happened in 2020 isn't about Trump. It's about what happened to this country. We were taken over by a foreign entity. And then you have to realize all the people that benefited from this financed the steal. So, you know, we got the Open Society, Human Rights Watch, National Endowment for Democracy, all these things connected to George Soros, Arabella Partners, 1630 Project, which is that Weiss guy who isn't even an American citizen, put in hundreds of thousands of dollars, Zuckerberg Chan. All these people are benefiting not only from the destruction of America and from the COVID, but also from this war. And I'll get into how that's happening, but just back to the irony and twistedness of what we're dealing with and the propaganda that has led us here, that Americans are cheering on, you know, Zelensky, who's a total World Economic Forum puppet, who was put in there by Kolomoisky, who owned Burisma and owned the TV show where he played the president. You know, you got to put this stuff together. So there you go. That's the guy. So that's the guy from Germany calling for a new Marshall Plan. To rebuild Ukraine, right? This is in the very beginning. Before much was destroyed in Ukraine, you understand. A Marshall Plan, meaning that the rest of the world is going to pay to rebuild Ukraine. Well, if you read what he says to rebuild it, to build back better, to have the climate, have it be a pillar for the climate example for the rest of the world on how to fight climate change in Ukraine. Another thing you must know about what's going on in Ukraine from the other side is that even the New York Times admitted that the CIA has been in there along with our covert operations military and our regime change crew since 2014, if not before, but they have been stockpiling weapons there for now since 2014, at least. And where we are now with that situation is that we are at a place where they can't stop. This is now, they are also laundering all that money through there because the IMF, which is the bank basically of the one world government, the Bank of International Settlements controls it, but the World Bank and the IMF are their banks. Mm-hmm. So So IMF approves a $5.5 billion lending program for Ukraine, right? Well, first of all, the IMF, which is how every country is in a debt slavery model, is because of the IMF and the World Bank, started under Bush and Kissinger and all this. They're saying that other countries can invest through the IMF to give loans to Ukraine. Folks, loans that Ukraine will never pay off.
Right.
They will never pay them off, which is how America has the Fed and how we're in debt slavery. So you have to understand, we're not giving Ukraine money. We're buying Ukraine. Okay. So these loans will never. And unfortunately, it was the Crown and the City of London, the Vatican and DC and the Bank of International Settlements and UN World Economic Forum that were doing it to everyone else. But now it is actually the US taxpayers that are paying for this. And this is not what people think, because what also has been requested is that the IMF that NATO starts its own bank. So now NATO is going to start it in Ukraine, folks. So the IMF is giving Ukraine and the US is giving Ukraine all this money. The money is in loans, okay? loans that have interest. So what is going on in Ukraine? And these poor people in Ukraine are being used and killed in mass. Russians killed in mass. For whose benefit? The Great Reset team. That's whose benefit.
It's Hunter Biden's piggy bank.
Yeah. So just to get back to how we got here in America, that everyone in America thinks that they're doing something noble by putting, you know, on their Facebook profile, the Ukraine, you know, flag. And you walk down the street in New York, it used to be talking about everyone to get your shots. Now every kiosk on every corner has a big thing about donating to Ukraine.
Yeah.
You're donating to the military industrial complex and the people that already own this country. Mm-hmm. It's going back. It's money laundering to the same place, because we'll get into BlackRock. They're not involved here, I assure you. but nor is the CCP not involved here. They fully are. So don't forget who is really winning this war. Mm-hmm. It is the alliance between Russia and the CCP. China, hopefully, and not the CCP, but we're not really sure. But Russia seems to have a lot of backing by China. China seems to have two factions fighting against each other there as well, a CCP and an anti-CCP, just like we have it here. Mm-hmm. But it's unclear. But I will tell you that the relationship between China and Russia has gotten much stronger. And India and Venezuela, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Iran, South Korea, North Korea, all of those countries all over Africa, they are siding with them. And that needs to tell you something about what is going on and who is benefiting from this war. And this, first of all, second of all, this war does nothing, literally has nothing to do with the United States of America's security in any way, shape, or form. We were not to be affected.
Right.
But I'll tell you something else that is happening. And this is really horrible. But basically all these loans that are being given and all this, the debt slavery model they're putting them into, everything, the IMF has done this all over the world. I strongly suggest John Perkins' Confessions of an International, of an Economic Hitman. This is what he did. And there's a lot of other people that have written books about these international bankers, the same ones that are behind the Great Reset and the installed regime here, that go into war-torn countries. Of course, they caused the war and paid for both sides.
Yep.
But they go in with these loans, then they owe them. But here's the other thing. We're being told that this food shortage, all these shortages are because of Russia. People need to start asking, where is the wheat, the resources, the oil reserves in Ukraine going? Because I'll tell you what, they're going to the same people. Mm-hmm. It's not Russia that's not letting that's taking the resources there. It's not. It is these people that took over our country that are also running this war there. And we really have to realize that. I just wanted to bring up real quick, Nina Jankowicz, who was about to be the head of our DHS disinformation, misinformation board. I'm sure we'd get a big check mark right now from those demons. and we're going to do that next week, because I got a lot to say about, I found out a lot about the fact.
She's making the circuits now. She's on CNN and MSNBC. Oh, yeah. She's running her misinformation yapper at a high rate.
Right. So I just wanted to bring up, because I think you guys have a hard stop, so we can do a part two of this if you want. But I did want to bring up that she has been working with the Ukraine with an NGO called Integrity Initiative, Defending Democracy Against Disinformation. Oh, sounds like all of George Soros's and the National Endowment for Democracy's funds. But basically, this organization was put together to fight Russian disinformation. But if you look at all of their documents, it also ties up with the Institute for Statecraft in 2015 and all these groups. But I have to tell you, it's funded by NATO. It is an effective network because it puts in each European country a cluster of well-informed people, including political, military, academic, journalists, think tank spheres, and NGOs, who will track, analyze examples of disinformation in their country and inform decision makers and other parties about what is happening in order to influence the populace. This is called Color Revolution 101. Yep. And Nina Jankowicz was running it for Ukraine,
with
a bunch of other usual suspects. But and guess what? They had boards everywhere. They had boards everywhere. So then they were about to come here, and The one thing I did want to say about a lot of this is another thing that's benefiting from this, other than the Russia and China getting closer, is something called the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative, because mm-hmm. all the countries, including Russia, are now, the Belt and Road Initiative of China was a, is a basically a supply chain that skips the United States. Okay. And we all know Joe Biden is sending our strategic supply of oil and gas to China. By this point, that's plenty of evidence out there of that. We all know about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and his brother, all of their relationships with the CCP. But we should also know that this is greatly helping the Chinese expand that project, this war. And at the same time, we also should know that we have a, I think it's really important for people to understand that Biden and Blinken, yes, there was a NATO headquarters kind of in America before Biden. Okay. But there was not a fully operational NATO base next to Langley that is run by the head of NATO, not the United States military, not a military general, but the head of NATO runs a base in Virginia, right near Langley right now. The largest base in America.
Okay? Oh my gosh, for NATO?
Yes, and this base, you know, I remember when I said it a year ago and I was like, what? And I saw, and they're doing psychological operation stuff there. And all kinds of missile stuff and all kinds of intelligence. But again, it's right next to Langley, so that's not good. And they're sharing all this intelligence, but it is not being run by the U.S. military in any way. The head of that NATO base is the head of NATO, Sullivan, or whatever his name is, that's all over the World Economic Forum and all over the world. And the big problem is that not just that, but I think people have to also understand that the military-industrial complex, which I hope people know what the Atlantic Council is, the Trilateral Commission, a lot of these places where military generals, including a lot you know, we know that Petraeus and others are all on, you know, on Milley and not Milley, the one Mattis and all the Kelly, all these guys. They all are now either on boards of the military-industrial complex or they're at the Atlantic Council, Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Relations, one of these think tanks, you know, out there encouraging this war. But I think it's really important for people to understand that there's been, that the U.S. military-industrial complex has been sending tremendous amount of weapons all over. And they're saying that they've been, they've made well over $4 billion in contracts and arms sales during this period as well.
Wow.
So we are, and how many of these retired generals that go out there on CNN and MSNBC? I mean, at this point, almost everyone that works on CNN has been tied to the CIA at one time or another. It used to be Project Mockingbird. We worried about the CIA infiltrating the media. Now it's way past that.
So but, we're going to do a continuation and pick up on this on the next one.
This is so important. We have to know what is going on in our military. And I really do want to talk when we come back, what can we do, steps that we can take to make a difference on that? Because
people need
critical.
To know where their money is going, and you need to be able to have intelligent conversations with people. It's fine to put a Ukraine flag in your Facebook thing, but know what you're saying. Know what you're about, and where this money is going, and what it is you're supporting. If you're just listening on Apple or Podbean, you can go to themelkshow.com. Mm-hmm. Again, sign up for the newsletter. Share this content with others today. We got to win the war of ideas. They're not going to hear this information on CNN or Fox or anywhere else. Go to the resources section on themelkshow.com. And again, you can text in 40509, the word Mel, to get the images that were on screen today. If you're, again, just audio only, you want to see the screen images, text 40509, the word Mel. Look down below in the show notes on every possible place that this is uploaded.
I have
uploaded.
The books that Mel was talking about. I'll put those in the notes too.
And there'll be a link to her speech at Virginia Beach.
Yes.
That lines up with the graphic image we showed at the beginning that was made by Russell Crowe and A Beautiful Mind and John Madden together. It's a hybrid. To have come up with that, but you know what? It needs to be printed off, laminated, made into placemats at your dinner table. You need to learn this information and see it because it helps make everything else you see make sense. Mel, thanks for being so freaking smart.
Yeah, well, thank you, guys. I just think it's really important that we realize, I will connect why I think that fully functional NATO base on this on our soil, yes. The largest in America, is a real problem, and what we can do about it for sure. But yeah, please educate yourself about what really is going on in Ukraine. There are a bunch of lawmakers, Republican lawmakers led by Rand Paul, that have put together a bunch of questions about where the money's going, and they are not getting answers. The situation in Ukraine is not what it seems. And I think the people that are most in danger are the people, we, the people of the United States. And, I just really want people to keep their faith out there, but do educate yourself, because the propaganda media is in on it. And, a lot of them are captured already. And, they think that they're going to make out on the other side and be part of this one world government, utopia. It is not going to happen. But please know the destruction of our country, our inner cities and our border is 100% connected to what's going on in Ukraine. None of it is by accident. It was planned. And you know what, it's up to us to, you know, say no, but yep. We got to get out there like they are in other countries without fear. Yep. You don't need to be violent to show up en masse. It's more about right. The amount of people, not what we do. And, you know, nobody, they did January 6th because of this, mm-hmm. is my opinion.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.
Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records to your social justice to your environmental footprint to everything that you can imagine. Your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos. If they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I did notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started, and you continue to maintain. And it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is to me like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.